DW News.
Good day, I'm Sirtan Sanderson with the news. Ugandan security forces have arrested dozens of people attempting to march to parliament to protest against high-level government corruption. Our correspondent Alex Gitta has the latest.
Dubbed the March to Parliament, the rally was highly publicized on social media under the hashtags Stop Corruption and Anita Must Resign, referring to the Speaker of Parliament, Anita Among. Among is accused of corruption and is sanctioned by countries like United Kingdom and the United States of America. Other lawmakers are also accused of graft and bribery. President Yoweri Museveni has declared the protests, which were inspired by recent demonstrations in Kenya, as unlawful.
At least 157 people have been killed in a series of landslides in southern Ethiopia. That's according to local officials. The incident occurred on Sunday evening and Monday morning in the Gofar zone, following heavy rains. Authorities are still actively searching for survivors, but the death toll is expected to rise. You're listening to DW News. Tanzania's information minister has been sacked after suggesting that elections in the country could be rigged. Nape Nyawe was filmed at a rally in Bukoba last week, where he said that he would personally help a fellow MP from the ruling CCM party win in next year's election. He was specifically heard as saying that, quote, election results are not necessarily those in the ballot box, rather they depend on the person counting and making announcements. After the video of the controversial remarks went viral, Nyawe claimed that he had made the comments in jest. And remaining on the subject of elections, U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris has managed to secure enough delegates to become the Democrats' presumptive presidential candidate. That's according to the Associated Press. The announcement comes after incumbent President Joe Biden announced on Sunday that he would stop his campaign after weeks of public gaffes and a dip in support, according to polls. Since Biden's announcement, Harris has managed to raise well over $80 million in campaign funds. That's a new 24-hour record for any presidential campaign in U.S. history.
In the days and weeks ahead, I, together with you, will do everything in my power to unite our Democratic Party, to unite our nation, and to win this election.
And that's all the news for today. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Sirtan Sanderson.